The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Jesus' parents brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This presentation of our Lord is a day that we celebrate the fact that the obedience of Mary and Joseph and the obedience of Jesus gives us a place that we can always go to for the help that we need. And it reminded me of a woman named Ida. Ida was recovering from a heart attack. Doctor, she pleaded with her cardiologist, you must keep me alive for the next 2 years. I want to attend my grandson's bar mitzvah. We'll try, he replied. And in due course, Ida did indeed attend the joyous rite of passage. Sometime later, she again spoke to her doctor. My granddaughter is to be married in 18 months. Please help me to be able to attend her wedding. We'll do our best, the doctor replied. Sure enough, 18 months later, Ida proudly presided over the reception in a sparkly gown. 10 years passed, and Ida continued to thrive. She visited her cardiologist regularly and carefully followed all his instructions. One morning, she called him. Doctor, she began, I'm feeling fine, but I have another request of you. Remember how you saw me through to my grandson's bar mitzvah? Yes. And later, how you helped me attend my granddaughter's wedding? Yes, that was a great day for you. Well, as you know, I've just celebrated my 80th birthday, and I just bought myself a new mattress. And? It has a 20-year guarantee. She knew right where to go when she needed something. And that's what this day is all about for us. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I recently took the opportunity to contemplate the last 12 months in my life and Donna Lee's life and all that it has entailed. And I got to say, what a year it has been. 1 year ago, I had personally not met any of you. But this year has been filled with many firsts for Donna Lee and I and our church family here at First Lutheran. And as we've gotten to know one another, and it's been a great experience. Maybe you look back at the last 12 months and you think about all that you have personally experienced. Additions to your family through births or marriage, new friends, new jobs, special events that you've celebrated, birthdays, baptisms, confirmations, graduations, retirements, etc. And then maybe some of the hard things, loss of a loved one, a diagnosis of a disease, surgeries or sickness. And you might stop and think about it, what a year it has been. You know, I can only imagine that as Mary and Joseph made their way from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, they may have had a similar conversation with one another. What a year it's been. Just think, 12 months ago, Mary and Joseph were maybe engaged and starting to plan their wedding and looking forward to beginning their married life together. Then those plans were abruptly interrupted by an angel who delivered some startling news. Pregnant by the Holy Spirit, a baby, the Son of God, Savior of the world, Mary had spent 3 months with her relatives, Zechariah and Elizabeth, and then returned home to Nazareth, where she and Joseph began to prepare for the birth of their son. Then came the mandate of the Roman government that forced them to make the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, where Mary had given birth to Jesus in less than ideal circumstances. Yes, Mary and Joseph may have looked at one another and with a smile on their faces thought, what a year zero BC has been for us and for our family. Now, it wasn't a very long trip from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, right around 5 miles. Jesus was already over a month old, and the verse just before our reading says, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him. See, the humble faith that Mary and Joseph had already demonstrated in the time leading up to Jesus' birth, we see continue here in this story. They simply did as God asked of them, and that continued as they now traveled to the temple in Jerusalem. This was the first of many memorable trips that Jesus would make to the temple throughout his 33 years of life. Mary and Joseph went to the temple in Jerusalem this time for two reasons. First, they went to present Jesus to the Lord. The Lord told his Old Testament people that the firstborn male of every family belonged to him, and that child could either remain in the service of the Lord, helping the priests in the temple, or the parents could pay a small amount of money, freeing that child from the obligation. The second reason that Mary and Joseph went to the temple was to offer a sacrifice as payment for purification. You see, there were many things that God said made a person unclean in the Old Testament days, and one of those things was any form of shedding of blood. And so in order for a person to be purified from that uncleanness, a sacrifice needed to be made. A price needed to be paid. And this payment for purification was a constant reminder of their relationship with God and what was required for that relationship to be repaired. The countless sacrifices made by people such as Mary and Joseph throughout the Old Testament pointed people to the perfect sacrifice that the promised Messiah would make as payment for all sin. And while you and I are no longer required to observe those sacrificial laws, It doesn't take long for us to find the messy fingerprints of sin in our own lives. The loss of patience with that child or spouse that led us to say something we wish we hadn't. The decision to use our time watching another TV show or football game instead of talking with a hurting friend or grieving family member. The times that we have chosen recreation over worship or breakfast over Bible study or sleeping over Sunday school. As we reflect upon the past year, it's not always pretty. In fact, sometimes it's pretty messy. And that's why I say it's so good to see Jesus at the temple in Jerusalem. That's why Simeon sang and Anna could not keep from telling people about the baby she had seen. It's right there in that temple in Jerusalem that Jesus pays the price for our sinful mess, for our purification from sin, the price for us to be at peace with God. Now, you may be saying, hold on for just 1 minute, Pastor. Did I miss something? I thought that Jesus did that at the cross. This is just baby Jesus. Well, my friends, the only reason the cross means anything, the only reason the death of Jesus on the cross does anything is because of what Jesus is doing right there and then in that temple in Jerusalem. And what exactly is Jesus doing? He is living a life that is in complete compliance and obedience with what God demands of us. Jesus is being presented to the Lord just as the Lord commanded. Jesus' perfect obedience of God's will continued throughout his entire life, as the Bible tells us. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Jesus grew up. He learned. He lived perfectly in our place. And that is why Jesus' sacrifice at the cross is sufficient payment for our sin. As the Apostle Peter would write, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." You see, what Mary and Joseph's sacrifice pointed to, their son Jesus was doing. He was paying the price for them and for all to be purified from sin, to be at peace with God. I'm wondering, did anyone get a gift card for Christmas? Raise your hand if you got a gift card. Okay, a few of you out there, good. You might have got one, especially if you're a little hard to shop for, I don't know. But now let me ask you this, did any of you get a credit card for Christmas? Hopefully not, right? What's the difference? Well, many of them look quite similar, and they both can be used to purchase things, but you know that the big difference is, or you quickly find out, with a credit card, you still have to pay for what you bought. But with a gift card, someone else has already paid for what you bought. You owe nothing. Yes, gift cards are a lot better than credit cards. And you see, it is through faith that Jesus has, in a sense, given you a gift card that is payment for every one of your sins. Jesus has paid for your sins with his perfect life and the sacrifice of that perfect life at the cross. And because of that gift card of Christ Jesus, you see, God will never demand payment from you for your sins. Jesus has already paid the price. What peace that can bring to us to know that Jesus has fully paid what we once owed. That we are right with God because Jesus did everything right in our place, even as a little baby in Jerusalem in this story. And so, my friends, that's my prayer. that this might be a year where the peace of Christ rules in our hearts. That peace needs empowering. And where does that power come from? The message of Christ Jesus is the simple answer. Therefore, in this year of transition for First Evangelical Lutheran Church, I encourage you to recommit yourselves to worshiping with your fellow Christians on a weekly basis, to growing in your knowledge of the Bible through study of God's Word in a Bible class or in personal Bible study with a plan of family devotions, perhaps, or an active prayer life. Let gratefulness for the gift card of Christ Jesus, which the Holy Spirit has given to you, guide you to do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as you are able. We'll sing our next hymn.